This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Arguably, the most closely watched economic stat of the month is due in just over half an hour. U.S. employment and unemployment for November. Forecasters predict that 180,000 more people will show up on payrolls, meaning steady hiring in the labor market. On top of that, wages are also trending up, or at least they have been. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, there is still room for improvement.
Who doesn't love the monthly jobs report? I mean, it's like the Frampton Comes Alive of economic indicators. Dramatic, classic, a tiny bit theatrical. Okay, maybe I've lost you, but here's one of the report's greatest hits, a little tune called Wages.
Wage growth has finally started to pick up, albeit somewhat modestly.
Ken Matheny is an economist at Macroeconomic Advisors. Since last year, he says wages have increased about 2.8%. That's good, not great. And the reason is because of productivity. The amount of output per worker has been flat.
Really, over the last 6 to 7 years. So on that side of the equation, there hasn't been a lot of upward pressure on wages.
But 2.8% growth might not tell the full story. Instead of a national average, the Atlanta Fed's wage tracker follows individual workers over 12 months.
There it's already at 3.9% year over year.
So says economist Gad Levinon of the Conference Board. He says all those retiring baby boomers could be skewing the national stats. After all, these are typically high salary workers, so when they retire, the average wage goes down by more. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.